Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
At LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so what's up, everyone? My name is Jeff Mendocino. I am the QA lead here at Maximum Games. Joining me today is Victor Lugo, the producer for Extinction over at Iron Galaxy Studios. And we're excited to join forces here and bring you this new action-adventure title, Extinction. As you see on the screen, we're going to start off by rolling the trailer. Here we go. Is everything okay? Alright, so everything that you just seen right there, completely doable in the gameplay, not just the trailer. You know, you can fight minions, you get parkour around the city, use your whip as a grappling hook, grapple onto many different things that you see throughout the environment. Fully destructible environment as well. And, of course, you get a cut overheads off. So, before we begin, just want to let you know, this is pre-alpha gameplay. There might be some bugs. I apologize. We will iron them out later on. But this is the first time we're actually showing this in public, so hope you guys enjoy. So let's go ahead and get started here. And while this is loading up, let me tell you a little bit about the storyline. Extinction takes place in a fantasy medieval-type world, and most of the world has been destroyed by the Raveni, those huge ogre-like creatures that you saw in the trailer behind you as well, and their minions. You play as Avil, who is humanity's last hope. Most of humanity has been pretty much pushed into a corner and destroyed. Avil's a part of the Sentinels. There's Avil right there. The Sentinels were a group tasked to destroy this menace, and he's the last one alive from that group. But he's not entirely alone. He's going to be joined by a colorful cast of characters. For example, there's like one Xandra, who is Avil's partner, right-hand man, or woman, really. And she researches the enemy and creates gadgets, such as the whip, portals. You're going to see all that real soon. So let's go ahead and demonstrate some movement. We're going to get into some minion combat and cut a few overheads off for you guys. So, yeah, let's go ahead and start moving around. Avil's got to run in any direction. He can jump, double jump. He can use the environment to his advantage here and spring off of awnings. He can also wall run horizontally and vertically, scale up buildings easily this way. Like I said, he has a whip that acts like a grappling hook as well. And using that allows him to boost around. Holding the button down gives him a little bit of focus time, allowing him to meticulously plan his next move. And let's go ahead and string all these together to show how you can travel from point A to B. Excuse me. So, this game is about two different things, which is fighting monsters and saving people. Iron Galaxy is the developer behind this title, as I said before, and they have quite a bit of experience when it comes to fighting game experience. I feel like it translated pretty well to this title here. They've worked on titles such as Killer Instinct, Dive Kick, Third Strike Online, and yeah, so the second thing, like I said, is saving civilians, and there's dozens of civilians that are spread throughout the city, so let's go ahead and rescue these guys using dangerous warlord. There we go, nice. Alright, so as this is happening, it looks like the minions have found us, so we're going to go ahead and start protecting these guys, make sure that they don't kill these guys as they're being rescued. Looks like they're all gone. So let's see some of that skill-based combat right now. He's going to have to use a variety of different moves, including an area of effect attack, a launcher, a rune strike. Nice. And it looks like there's one left over there. Oh, there he is. Charged rune strike to do devastating damage to him. So, while that's happening, let's go ahead and keep running around. And I believe our friend is going to be coming in very soon. Oh, there he is. There we go. That is the Raveni. And they're huge ogre-like creatures, and they come in different sizes, shapes, and capabilities. This one is covered in wooden armor, which means that it's pretty easy to destroy using the same rune strike attack that we saw. You also have the same traversal options they saw across the city on top of this ogre as well. So let's go ahead and cut his leg off. We're going to have to build up a little bit of power. In order for us, oh, yeah, and, yeah, he's kind of pissed off right now. I don't know.
Fail.
It's all good. So, you will die in one hit. Fully destructible environment, as you can see, he destroyed the building and you. So let's go ahead and go for the arm, since that's causing us so much trouble right now. Oh, almost got to it. Climbing on top of the arm. And, oh, there we go. Nice done, okay. And now we can go for the arm. Alright, let's go for one more arm right now. And, oh, it looks like his leg just regenerated. And that happens if you don't cut the overhead off in time. That's the only way for you to be able to kill this guy. So, let's go ahead and cut his leg off one last time. Make sure that he doesn't end up sitting on us. That would be tragic. There we go. Okay. Now his arms are gone, his leg is gone. He's pretty docile now. And let's go ahead and climb up. Here we go, let's go for the helmet. Boom. Alright, and now we can do a fully charged rune strike to cut this guy's head off. Nicely done. Puts his arm in the air, regretting everything he did in his life, falls over, and dies. Alright, so while we were attacking that guy, it looks like the other ogre is starting to come over to the left side over here, so let's go ahead and meet him halfway before he starts destroying all the objectives. So our strategy that last fight over there was pretty much make him docile, gain a bunch of power levels by cutting off a bunch of limbs, but oh no, he's really mad about that one there. So let's go ahead and dash through. Now, as you can see, this guy's covered in golden armor, which is way different from wooden armor. It's going to be a lot harder to destroy. You have four different latches that you need to destroy before you expose his leg. And we're actually kind of running out of time here before he destroys the last watchtower, so we're going to have to change our strategy around a bit. Let's go ahead and climb up his leg. Climb up his armpit there, dashing up. It's a little tough because he's still standing, but he seems distracted. Oh, I almost took a bite out of you there. All right. Let's go for the helmet. Almost there. Nicely done. Okay, and now he's exposed. His neck is exposed. Let's go ahead and destroy it. Let's hope the flying minions behind us don't end up knocking us out of that attack. Nice. There we go. Second ogre down. And that is it for this mission. So this is just a very, very small slice of the gameplay right now. For now, this is all we have to show you. But I'd like to tease just a few multiple games that are coming later on. We have a story-based campaign, side quests that are coming, extinction mode, which is like what you saw in the trailer with a ton of ogres coming at you. It's endless horde of them. We have daily challenges with leaderboards coming up, and we also have custom battles. So That's it for this presentation. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'd like to open up for any questions you guys may have.
So, is going to be enhanced for the Xbox One X?
I don't have any information on that right now. I could talk to PR on that, though. So,
good.
after this presentation, let me. Yeah. Any other questions? Sweet. Well. Oh, go ahead.
About the game modes, do you have any kind of co-op mode or how many players?
No,
have
no. This is only a single player game.
Player,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now, you're saying it's the 2018 release.
I forgot what year we were in right now. Quarter one of 2018 is what we're aiming for. Yeah.
Obviously, there's different cities that you can be in.
Yeah. This is a very small slice of the gameplay. Tons of different ones coming up.
Thanks for coming, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Actually, sorry, I have a quick question.
Yeah,
so
please.
You were saying like there's the destructible environments. Was what we saw sort of like an alpha version of that destructibility? Like
yeah.
Punch that tower
well,
and it just sort of disappeared.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. It's in pre-alpha right now, so.
Just wanted to check before alpha.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, and like I said, the release time is going to be quarter one, 2018. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, fair.
Do you know how long, roughly, the campaign will be?
I do not have any information on that. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, we're in pre-alpha right now, so we're still tweaking a lot of things right now.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. And with Western Digital, you are now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games with other applications in a snap.
Ooh.
Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. Trust me, with video editing, you're going to need the space. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention to this, Gamertag Radio listeners, you can get up to 20% off a Western Digital solid-state drive with our coupon code WDGTR. So if you want some more information on this, go to WDC.com/GTR.
I was thinking about this the other day. I might invest on building my own PC. I've been thinking of that for a while now. Not only because to play games, so also I want to start testing the waters, you know, because I've been using my MacBook for a while. But now, let me go with the PC, not only play games, but also maybe edit videos and everything. So, Paris, to you, why do you think I need this for my PC
again,
once I build it?
The solid-state drive, you're going to need that for gaming because, again, it's going to load everything a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. You're going to get access to what you need a lot quicker, be it games or applications. Like you said, you want to start video editing, mm-hmm. having the actual application on the solid state drive, it's going to pull up Adobe Premiere or Final Cut, whatever you're using in a snap. Then you're going to need the storage. So that's where that SSHD, like I got that 4 terabyte one, mm-hmm. is going to come in handy because you start editing all this 4K video and doing all this stuff, the files are huge. Mm-hmm. You're going to need the space. So, again, this is such a great deal that I hope people listening to this take advantage of. Use that code WDGTR. Get 20% off these Western Digital hard drives at WDC.com/GTR.
Take advantage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.